Hey there, friends. It's Nick. So I've been fuming, gently fuming the last few days over the fourth season of You on Netflix. If you haven't seen You, it's a really interesting show that features this character who is in every kind of measurable sense a terrible human being, driven by love. In fact, you know, if you've been listening to me rant on about The Last of Us, you know, The Last of Us is kind of an investigation of all the terrible things that can happen if you love something too much, in a sense. And You is driven by this character who loves deeply and does extraordinarily terrible things in order to protect his love. And as a character, he's rather Tom Ripley-esque, actually. If you've read any of the excellent Ripley books by Patricia Highsmith, or perhaps seen one or two of the movies that have come out, Ripley is an anti-hero. He's a person that we engage with and empathize with, despite the fact that he's a bad human being. Anyway, if you've watched You and you haven't seen season four, I'm about to spoil something. So, you know, look away now, skip this podcast. In the fourth season of You, we find that the character has escaped an increasingly improbable series of events, but he's escaped from his native America, US, to come to London. He's assumed a new identity and, of course, quickly gets embroiled with some deeply terrible people, British toffs, effectively, who have more money than sense and are all loathsome in their own way. And as we go through the series, he in turn, the main character, who is usually the manipulator, starts to become manipulated by this other person. And what transpires, and this is the thing that's had me fuming, is this kind of retcon. If you're not familiar with this phrase retcon, it stands for retroactive continuity, which is a posh way of saying in a story we choose to change something that was true in order to allow new things to happen. So the most classic example of this, I think, is probably the final problem, which is a short story that Sir Arthur Conan Doyle wrote in I think about the 1890s, something like that, maybe a little bit later. And it was the last Sherlock Holmes story. It was a short story. Holmes is fighting Moriarty and they end up fighting on the side of the Reichenbach Falls. And Holmes dies. Moriarty kills Holmes in the final problem. And what happened is 10 years later, due to public demand, Conan Doyle writes another story called The Return of Sherlock Holmes, in which he retcons, he changes the continuity, he retroactively changes what happened at the Reichenbach Falls. And of course, if you've seen Sherlock on the BBC, you'll know there's a classic example that at the end of one of the seasons, Sherlock dies. And then the next episode at the start of the first season explains what actually happened. It's a retcon. And usually, I mean, there's famous examples in Star Wars as well, where things have kind of been changed after the event. I mean, obviously at the end of Return of the Jedi, the Emperor is killed, Palpatine is killed, but yet he turns up later on in the sequels. And there's all kinds of things like that. And usually this is taken to mean from sort of one story to the other. Whereas in You, the fourth season of You, what we discover is that in a very Dallas-like way, an awful lot of the fourth season has actually been a kind of psychotic break, you might say, where the main character was doing things that were very different from the things we were seeing. And sometimes he was having conversations. I mean, it's a bit like, I suppose, you know, the classic Fight Club, which is an amazing film. If you haven't seen Fight Club, you should. You should also stop listening to this. I'll let you go. See you in the next podcast. But, you know, in Fight Club, if assuming you've seen it, you know, we discover that the main relationship in the film, the relationship that drives the film, is actually part of a psychotic break. The difference is with you, because of the intricacies of the plot, what it effectively allowed the writers to do in retrospect was to say that all the things that happened that created this situation, this drama, you know, they could effectively do anything they wanted. And for me, as a storyteller, that's a big problem, because it allows you to do anything you want and then say, oh, it doesn't matter. Essentially, it was not a dream exactly. It wasn't a Pam Ewing-style dream, but it was something where, you know, we were getting lots of information that wasn't true. Anyway, as usual, this is the first draft of what I'm thinking. And this is what I've been thinking about the last couple of days, the damage that retconning can do to our trust in the story, in the storyteller. It's why when we're working on our stories, our business stories, we get them right and then we stick to them, because obviously they have to be true. We don't want to be changing things later. We don't want to be rewriting history. We want to get it right first time, and we want to give people the confidence of that solid foundation. That's how we make sure that our stories mean business. Thanks for listening. If you want to dig deeper into the stuff that I do, search online for stories.business. Bye now.